WCRI's Festival Series proudly presents highlights from the Gilmore Festival, an international keyboard musical experience that has inspired present and future artists and audiences for over 30 years. Recorded in beautiful concert halls and historic venues in the Kalamazoo, Michigan region, the festival is an immersive and ambitious undertaking, featuring some of the best solo, chamber, jazz, and orchestral performances in the world. The festival has truly made an unparalleled contribution to the artistry, craftsmanship, and development of keyboard music. WCRI's Festival Series is sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has proudly continued the tradition of bringing classical music to our community. Visit newportmusic.org. Now, enjoy the program.
From the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival, a foundation for modern music, created by Claude Debussy.
The way Andrew and Jeremy did it was such a wonderful combination of slightly composed and improvised. Real smart. It became a real homage rather than simply an improvisation.
Preludes by Claude Debussy in their original piano versions and in brand new jazz arrangements highlight this hour of music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, the fifth of a 13-part series spotlighting some of the most masterful performers in the world today. This hour, pianist Laurie Sims and mezzo-soprano Susan Graham deliver Debussy originals, while Andrew Rathbun and Jeremy Siskind carry the composer into the jazz age. I'm Joan Kerr. We're glad you're with us for an hour of great music from the Gilmore. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Betty and Jerry Mason and the Tyler Little Family Foundation.
Well, I selected the pieces based on the love I have for them. I wanted to bring to Kalamazoo audience the pieces that I love so many pieces by Chopin. The Fantasie Impromptu is a piece that grew up with me.
Pianist Ingrid Vlieder's feelings about Frédéric Chopin's Fantasie Impromptu apparently were not shared by the composer himself. After finishing the piece, he rejected it. A friend's decision to publish it after Chopin's death seems like a wise one. The Fantasie Impromptu has turned out to be one of the most popular compositions in the piano repertoire. Ingrid Vlieder gave it a prominent place in her All Chopin recital at the 2016 Gilmore Festival. Here's her performance from Chenery Auditorium in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Thank you.
Frédéric Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu, performed by pianist Ingrid Fleeter at the Gilmore Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan. With her appearance at the 2016 festival, Fleeter celebrated the 10th anniversary of receiving the Gilmore Artist Award. It's an honor that includes generous financial and career support. Although solo piano recitals predominate at the biennial Gilmore Keyboard Festival, Kalamazoo audiences have also come to expect visits from the world's leading vocal soloists. That description certainly fits American mezzo-soprano Susan Graham. Her 2016 Gilmore program had a narrative thread running through it, a woman's reflections on the passing stages of a lifelong love affair. For Bradley Moore, the pianist performing with Susan Graham, the most effective set in the program features music representing the couple's wedding night. The set includes Fidèle by Henri Duparc and La Chevelure by Claude Debussy. Fidèle was on the first song recital Moore played when he was 16 years old.
And I found new things in doing it with Susan, simply because she dares to do it more slowly and more quietly than anyone I've ever met at the beginning. So there's an otherworldly quality to it. And La Chevelure I've always thought of as the least interesting of the three chansons de Bilitis, but she asked for a crescendo in one place where the vocal line diminuendos on the word songe, the poetry is very clearly talking about a sexual climax. And so she wanted me to push, crescendo, 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 to the extent that I know that I obliterated the sound of her voice on the last syllable of the word. But somehow the song came alive and became a dramatic moment that I had no idea it could be, even though I've played it for 25 years.
Thank you.
Two French songs sung by mezzo-soprano Susan Graham with pianist Bradley Moore. The first was Fidèle by Henri Duparc, a love song for a young woman asleep on the grass. And then we heard La Chevelure by Claude Debussy, in which a woman recounts her lover's dream that he'd been entwined in her hair. Graham and Moore gave that performance in Dalton Recital Hall at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. It was part of the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Betty and Jerry Mason and the Tyler Little Family Foundation. In a moment, a prelude to modern music from Claude Debussy. This is the WFMT Radio Network. I'm Joan Kerr with more outstanding music making from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Audiences at the 2016 Gilmore Festival got an unusual opportunity to appreciate the path-breaking piano music of Claude Debussy. On three consecutive afternoons, the Gilmore offered a Debussy mini-series devoted to the composer's 24 piano preludes. One of the performers was pianist Laurie Sims, Bernard Professor of Music at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. She points out that Debussy was a pivotal figure in the history of keyboard music.
What's interesting is that, you know, he was kicking off a new way of approaching the piano. The timbres are definitely different than in the 19th century. And what he's doing is really paving the way for 20th century composers and piano composers particularly. If he lived longer, there would be more extended techniques. He would maybe be inside the piano strumming a little bit in order to find those sounds, because even what he's writing is actually pretty avant-garde. It doesn't sound that way to us now, but considering how long ago it was written, it's actually very avant-garde.
Laurie Sims began the Gilmore Festival's Debussy miniseries with the first piece in Book One of the composer's preludes, Dancers of Delphi. The second program in the miniseries demonstrated how Debussy paved the way for modern music. The Gilmore invited two of Laurie Sims' colleagues at Western Michigan University to create jazz arrangements of selected Debussy preludes. One of the musicians was pianist Jeremy Siskind.
Some of the arrangements sound much more like ours rather than Debussy's, and we tried to run the gamut between how much we wanted to be really true to the Debussy. Some really, we played the whole prelude all the way through, and some where we're just taking little bits and pieces and really writing our own new piece. You know, that's what jazz is all about in a certain way, is placing your personality in the music and meeting whatever piece you're playing halfway between what it is that you want to say and what maybe the piece wants to say. So it's almost inevitable as jazz musicians that it was going to turn out as our own project.
Siskind's collaborator in the project was saxophonist Andrew Rathbun. We're going to weave three of their prelude arrangements into a sequence that also includes Laurie Sims's performances of five Debussy originals. Here are the first eight preludes from Book One, starting with the piece we just heard Sims play, Dancers of Delphi. But this time, it's in an arrangement by Jeremy Siskind.
Thank you.
Two perspectives on Claude Debussy. We just heard 8 of his preludes, Book 1. Pianist Laurie Sims performed 5 of them in their original solo piano versions. Veils, sounds and scents turn in the evening air. The hills of Anna Capri. Footsteps in the snow and What the West Wind Saw. The 3 jazz arrangements were from pianist Jeremy Siskind and soprano saxophonist Andrew Rathbun. Siskind arranged the 1st and last preludes in that set, Dancers of Delphi, and The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. Rathbun arranged the 3rd prelude, The Wind on the Plain. The performances come from a 3-part Debussy miniseries at the Gilmore Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You've been listening to music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Next time in this 13-part series, more Debussy from Laurie Sims and Leonard Bernstein's Symphony for Piano and Orchestra, The Age of Anxiety. More information about the Gilmore's activities throughout the year can be found at thegilmore.org. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Betty and Jerry Mason and the Tyler Little Family Foundation. The producer for this series is Don Lee, with special thanks to Gilmore staff members Maria Schneider and Jacqueline Ross. Music recording was by Michael Schweppe, Brian Heaney, and Doug Decker. Studio engineer is Sylvester Visick. Voice tracks were recorded at Iowa Public Radio, online at iowapublicradio.org. The director of the Gilmore Festival is Dan Gustin, and the executive producer for this broadcast series is Steve Robinson. I'm your host, Joan Kerr. Thanks for listening. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series, sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. For information about the festival or to make a donation, visit newportmusic.org.